This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams, and this is episode 33. And I was thinking about, okay, what do I want to talk about here on this solo show? And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to turn the mic on and share some lessons, my travels of January, what I've learned, and just more focus on what I'm going to be doing this year for growth in the business and just kind of the things I'm working on and some takeaways you can have for your own success. And so just, I like bringing people into my mind, how I think and how I look at things. And if you can take one thing away from this, it is a win. So just to recap quick on my journeys in January, and it went quick, by the way. I don't even know where it went. It was crazy. I started off, my birthday was on New Year's Eve. I was in Cabo with my wife. She took me there. I was on a trip there for 5 days and then came back. And then I had some friends here from Iowa. And so spent some time here in St. Petersburg, one of my childhood friends, best friends back home. They actually had bought the ice business from me. And then I went to a shoot in Miami for a client that I have, an advisory client. We did a two-day shoot in Miami. We got some great content, filmed some testimonials. From there, I went to Puerto Rico and spent 4 days with John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneurs on Fire, a friend of mine. We met back in 2015 when he came on my podcast show. Then we did the Freedom Journal, Mastery Journal launch together. That was successful and other projects. He also recently spoke at Rise and Record in Nashville. So during that experience, my other friend who's in my mastermind, Jonah Allen, we went on a helicopter ride. We toured the island. We went surfing. We played pickleball. I played pickleball for the first time, which is a lot of fun, by the way. It's pretty addicting. And so that was that trip. And then I came back and did the Orlando Mastermind for Rise and Record with Kevin Harrington. We filmed with all of our mastermind members and we got some more content. And then from there, I went to Nashville, Tennessee, just picking out some last minute things for Rise and Record. Well, not last minute. We're still 260 days away from Rise and Record 2023, but looking at different things in Nashville, it reminded me how much I love the city. And then now back here in Florida. And so I got a lot of things coming up, booking travel for speaking, for shoots, for mastermind events, and all that. And I just want to kind of recap some of my thoughts from these travels and everything that I did. And so first off, you can work from anywhere. Here's like, clearly I was traveling, I was in and out of my main home office here in Florida, but I was able to utilize the power of technology and social media and team and resources to be able to do all this, still make money, still be able to grow the business and travel to all those different places. So you look at it, it was Cabo, Miami, Orlando, Puerto Rico, Nashville, six or seven cities. And so all happened in a short period of time. And some of the main things I use, just looking back here, is I use Zoom, obviously. I do video calls, a lot of video calls on Zoom, so I need a great internet. I use Slack to really keep organization for everything for my team, different channels for different projects, events, everything we're doing. So Slack, it's an easy way to communicate with the team. I use my phone. I know, sounds simple, but literally my iPhone. I'm a huge iPhone fan. I love the ability that I can create content, even 4K videos on my phone. And I have all the right apps for social media. So I'm posting daily video content on my phone during my journeys, posting them online through Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. So I'm putting out content. But also, beyond me just posting myself, I'm uploading videos to Slack to my team. Shout out to Leah, who does a lot of her social media in this podcast show. She turns them into reels and repurposes them. So that's one thing. And then Dropbox I use. All of our content is put in Dropbox. And our team will multi-purpose that, posting videos. I think we're posting 2 to 3 videos a day. At least one of them is coming from me. And then the other ones are coming from our team, putting it out there. And then also, again, just text messaging. Like I'll send text messages to just stay on top of mind to people. I'll send people videos. The more I speak about it, like I am constantly in communication with other people to stay on top of mind and letting them know who I am, what I do, how I help people, and sharing my journey along the way. And that is really been one of the key components to my success is just always be on top of mind, creating a lot of content. But if I look at my areas of focus for where I'm putting energy and focus for my growth, for success in my business, for making more money, but also just to get seen out there. I would say there's four buckets here. One is the people in my mastermind and the clients that I have, my advisory clients, companies that I have investment in. And so I'm putting focus there because I want to bring massive value to the people that are paying me, the people that I have equity in their company. So I'm bringing massive value to them and helping them. So just making the point to constantly be thinking about them, creating great experiences for them. When we did the mastermind a few weeks ago, we're obviously filming with them. Kevin Harrington came in and they get to ask him questions. I'm getting content for them. So one area of the four is focus on adding value to the people that work with me because I want to help them grow, obviously, to make a great experience for them. But also when you help people that you work with at a high level, they're going to tell other people about you. They're going to share the world about how amazing you are, which testimonials help you grow your business. So that's one area. The second area is me continuing to focus on high-level connections. So you look at my month. I was in Puerto Rico with John Lee Dumas. I was very intentful to spend time there and get to just update it on John's life and build more relationships there. And some other people on that island, Joel Kahn, I got to see, and some other cool people I made connections with. But just spending time with great people, high-level connections, whether it's doing dinners, making the point to do a trip with them, doing some kind of experience. And so that is another way that I've always built up the right portfolio of people that are in my inner circle that we can do business together. Because these people are very successful in their own way. And when you're around them more often, you're more likely to do things together more often. So high-level connections. The next one is events, speaking. I'm booking out now like an event a week. So doing some virtual gigs, doing in-person gigs, coming March and April. I got a lot of events coming up from our Rise and Record Mastermind to speaking in Detroit, Santa Rosa Beach, speaking in Boise, Idaho, speaking in, I can't even think of all right now, but I'm speaking all over. And so why is that important? For one, I can share my message with the world, but also from a business standpoint, it's a numbers game. The more people I'm in front of being able to communicate my message, how I help them, the more people in the audience, one to many, you think about if I speak in front of a crowd of a couple hundred people, some of those people are going to want to work with us. They're going to listen to the podcast show. They're going to want to watch our videos on social media. They're going to want to join a mastermind. They're going to want to come to Rise and Record. They're going to want to maybe work with me on an advisory level. And ideally, there could be a company that's looking to grow and I get to be an advisor in their company. So that's why speaking to audiences, I believe, is powerful to exponentially grow a business. So that's one area. So that was three buckets. So clients and mastermind members, focus, high-level connections, focus, events, speaking to audiences, focus. And then the other one I would say is what I'm doing right here is putting out a lot of content. So bringing valuable content to you, sharing updates, sharing knowledge, sharing wisdom. Today, I shot 15 videos to be repurposed for TikToks and Reels. I'm posting daily video content. I'm planning more shoots, high-end shoots, editing content, and then also podcast shows, creating podcast shows like this. We do our weekly show, but also me going on podcast shows. I was on a podcast show earlier. The more I can get on different podcast shows, again, the more I can spread the message about helping people, but also what we do for a living. So if I'm looking at the buckets this year, those are the four buckets of where I put focus to help people and to grow the business, grow connections, grow relationships, and grow everything I'm doing. So I want you to look at yourself. Where are your areas of focus? Are you putting enough emphasis on the clients, the people you're working with? Are you making a great experience for them so they come back for more to work with you long term? Are you putting emphasis and adding value to your inner circle, your high-level connections? Because ultimately, those group of people are going to help you go further. Are you looking into potentially speaking to groups? Are you speaking on stages? Or are you creating content? Are you going on podcast shows? Are you building your brand? Or more importantly, are you creating video content, which in my mind is one of the most important things to build a brand and really put yourself out there? And just quick updates on video content. What's going really well for me right now is, and it can work for you, is posting Reels, posting TikToks, and again, just putting out Reels. And even more importantly, my personal Facebook page, posting Reels on my personal Facebook page. Not only do I post it on my business pages, but posting content on my personal Facebook page. I've been getting a crazy amount of engagement and views on my personal pages lately. So that's one thing. LinkedIn still has been big for me. And then also doing StreamYard, where I'm streaming every Thursday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, repurposing content that's longer form content that's going to StreamYard. And again, engaging with people. And what I'm really doing is taking content, repurposing it in multiple formats, whether it's all my social media platforms and reels, stories, longer format content, podcast shows, email lists, you name it. It's all getting repurposed. And people are viewing it, they're listening to it, they're watching it, or they're reading it in different formats. And the more people see things, the more likely they're going to work with you and they're going to want to collaborate in some way. So that's what I have. That's my journey in January, lessons learned. If there are any specific things you took away from this episode, feel free to reach out to me, Brandon@BrandonCAdams.com. Feel free to share this episode. Leave me a review on iTunes. Let me know what you think of it. And as always, you can send me a DM on social media @BrandonCAdams. I hope you guys have a great February, and here's to your success.